It is the time of year when a lot of us are making resolutions, and a new survey shows that a lot of people are looking to make a resolution about improving mental health and managing stress. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Alyssa Appel, UCSF professor and author of The Stress Prescription, 7 Days to More Joy and Ease. Doctor, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you so much. Happy to be with you.
So mental health is something that a lot of us have been focused on, especially during the pandemic. What kind of resolutions can we make that would help us tackle that better?
Great question. We're notoriously bad at keeping these resolutions. 90% of people have dropped them by a few months. And part of the problem is that it's hard to change, and our resolutions are too grand, too hard, too global, too vague. So for mental health, I suggest, well, first of all, congratulations on choosing your emotional well-being. If those of you listening have that on your list, it's so important to prioritize our mental health. It doesn't just do well untended on its own, not in today's world. So thinking about what, rather than just saying I'm going to reduce stress, what's stressing you out the most? What type of stress? And then adding some practices that target those types of stress. And hard within a few minutes to go through all the examples, but let's just say there are top-down strategies, there are positive stress mindsets we can adopt if we're really self-critical with ourselves and we're big ruminators and we get really threatened by stressful situations. There's body-based strategies where we can metabolize stress, that kind of anxious energy that boils over when we're facing a hard day or a hard situation. And there's also change the scene or change the environment types of strategies.
So I'm guessing the chocolate cake probably isn't going to be one of the ones we recommend. but it doesn't hurt.
Listen, I absolutely love using comfort food when I'm stressed, just in a conscious way with moderation. But boy, does it help in the moment, as long as we're not overdoing it.
Okay, so what if it's a person who's stressing you out?
Okay, so, you know, if there's, you got to tell me more.
I'm just thinking that a lot of times it's not a situation, or, you know, maybe it's your kids or it's finances. Maybe it's your boss. It could be a number of things.
Okay, so social stress is one of the types of stress that really gets to us. It's of the types of stressors we face. Financial stress is obviously very high, but social conflict, social rejection, and as well as caring for someone who is difficult or not taking care of themselves or has addiction, all of those are really high on the list. One of the things that we need to do is put on our own oxygen mask first and really do our own self-care and our own stress management so that we can enter situations with someone who triggers us in a grounded state, reminding ourselves that who we want to be in that moment when we might be triggered, when we know that someone is going to be difficult to be with.
Doctor,
so starting with ourselves, self-regulation, slow breathing, and some of these, you know, ideas of being present and being caring with someone, even though you can't necessarily fix the relationship or fix their problems.
Doctor, it's always good advice to get from you. Dr. Alyssa Appel, UCSF professor and author of The Stress Prescription, 7 Days to More Joy and Ease.